Real music, real interviews, real information. That's why we call it Real Gospel with the X-Man.
X-Men, and how many ways can you describe the love of God? How many ways can you describe the goodness of Jesus? How many ways can you just articulate it? Well, Phil Thompson is going to do just that. His song, Your Love, is a culmination of God's love, God's trust, God's honesty, just the aura of God. Right after this song, you and I, we're going to hear from Phil in a live interview. This is Real Gospel.
I will not refrain from you. I'm never letting go. I found my life when I found you. So I'll keep holding on. If you'll never abandon, your love has been my standard. I will not refrain from you. 'Cause there are no heights, there is no depth, not any power that can separate. There is no life, not even death, the present or future that can separate.
Real Gospel is the place where God gets the glory and artists tell their stories. I'm honored to have an anointed man of God. I say this all the time. Whenever I open up, I always say I'm honored to have, but I really mean it. It's an honor and a pleasure to have the one and only Phil Thompson in the studios.
Yes, sir.
Right now. Welcome to Real Gospel.
Man, thanks so much for having me.
Yes, yes. And your song, Your Love, is doing extremely well. The listeners love it. They're very receptive to you.
Wow.
And I just want to thank you for continuously putting out great gospel music.
Wow.
That not only touches the lives of God's people, but also gives them encouragement and gives them just an opportunity to know that they're not in it by themselves.
Yeah.
So just thank you for that, first and foremost.
It's my pleasure. And I love that God's called me to do this.
Yes.
And I'm honored to do it,
yeah.
You know.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. So I always say, just in case there's someone who's new to the body of Christ, just got delivered on, you know, last night, and they're not familiar with gospel music or who you are, tell them a little bit about who you are, where you're from, how you grew up, and how you first fell in love with Jesus. Are you a PK?
Yeah.
Did you, you know, come in, you know, you get saved at the altar? What happened?
Right. So I'm a PK.
Oh.
You know? I'm one of eight siblings.
Okay.
And my dad is like, my dad is serious about this thing. So he woke us up every morning at 5 a.m.
Wow.
For devotions. Before we went to school, before we got in the shower, got dressed for school and everything, we had devotions 5 a.m. Every day. And it was, we prayed, we read the word, and we sang every day. And, you know, it's really interesting because obviously all of us are adults now. And five of my siblings pastor churches around the country and very successful ministries. And then two of my siblings also sing. And so all of us are somehow involved in full-time ministry, which is really, really cool. And it's just something that my dad poured into us from the beginning where, you know, worship is, first of all, everyone attaches music to worship.
Mm-hmm.
Music is just a vehicle that we use, but worship is so much bigger than that, you know. And but it's a lifestyle.
Got you. So what's your definition of worship? Since you took us there, what would be your definition of worship to bless somebody? Like I said, there's someone listening right now who, to them, worship is just something that you do. Or going to church means worship, but what does worship mean to you?
Yeah, I mean, worship is something that worship blesses God. It edifies Him, and so it's so much. Like for example, you taking the time to help your child with his homework, you know, that is worship because God gets glory out of that.
Yeah.
God gets glory out of families, you know. I mean, God is the one that created family. So that's just one example of worship. When you put your wife first, or when you do something great for your kids, or when you help somebody in the community, you know, like all of those things are forms of worship, you know, because God gets the glory through all of those things. And, you know, music is obviously something that we can get emotional about. It's such a powerful medium, you know. And, I don't know any medium more powerful than music.
Yeah.
And so we attach it to that. And it's not a problem, but it's just bigger than that, you know.
It's so true. Before I answered my call and moved into the gospel music area of my life, I spent the earlier part of my career in this business in secular music. So just as worship music can take you to, as they say, the throne room of God and allow you to have a relationship with God, some secular music can also take you in that opposite direction. So I concur with what you're saying.
Yes.
When did you know that you had the giftings? So I guess first and foremost, when did you discover that you were able to sing at a different level and that people were responding and that God was taking you to a higher level?
Yeah. I never discovered that I could sing at another level. What I discovered was, because I was a gym teacher out of college.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
So I was a gym teacher until I was 30, and I was challenged by somebody to write a song.
Oh.
And I didn't know, like legit, I didn't know I had a musical bone in my body.
Wow.
I was trying to decide whether I was going to leave being a gym teacher and go full-time into real estate development.
Wow.
And somebody challenged me, Phil, why don't you write a song? And so I wrote a song, and as soon as I wrote it, like, it was like just one of those moments, one of those like Kairos moments in my life where I'm like, oh wow, I'm supposed to be doing this. And so the gifting that I really have is songwriting. And I like dove headfirst into it. I just kept writing songs. I didn't know why I was writing all these songs. Writing songs like crazy. Then my church started to sing them. Eventually other gospel artists started to record them. And I didn't see myself like this. You know, I'm a shy and introverted person.
Yeah.
And even my worship, like my worship is the song that people say put you on the map.
Yeah.
You know, I had somebody else slated to record my worship.
Wow.
Yeah, and so that person backed out, and then 2 weeks before, another guy backed out.
Yeah.
And so 2 weeks before my recording, I said, okay, all right, Lord, I guess you want me to do this song.
Yeah.
And so, you know, God sometimes will move things
people
out of the
way.
Because, like, I just wasn't confident in myself at the moment. But God had a plan, and he had a mantle to put on me. And, you know, I'm grateful.
And the world is all the much better for it. So, amen. When it was time for you to fully recognize, or should I say, when you got to the point where you fully recognized that God was doing something big with you, how did you get that record deal? What was that like? How did that manifest in your life?
So, honestly, I went through a really, so I was writing for years,
gotcha.
Right? And I went through this real difficult season for 3 years, and it was so difficult and painful for me.
Mm-hmm.
And in that season, God gives me songs in every season, and in that season, he gave me more songs than ever.
Wow.
And then I got to the end of that season, and I saw a light at the end of the tunnel, and everything was starting to kind of work itself out. And I was just in a place where I was like, Lord, thank you, I'm still standing,
gotcha.
You know? And that's when the Lord dropped this idea in my mind about each person's worship being as unique as their fingerprint.
Wow.
And that thought process inspired me to write my worship.
Yeah.
I literally sat down because of that thought process and wrote my worship. And I just thought to myself, okay, because I knew there was something special.
Yeah.
So I was like, let me get a studio session together, invite people to the studio session, record audio and video at the same time.
Wow.
Yep. And then I put that video on YouTube.
Uh-huh.
I didn't have a record deal.
Yeah.
And so I put that video on YouTube, and the first day it had 20,000 views. And
wow.
It was like,
let me,
like in a month and a half, it had 1 million views.
Wow.
And so I still don't have a record deal today.
Yeah, yeah.
Like all of this that has happened.
Yeah, independent.
Is because the Lord decided that this is the time. And all of a sudden it's like, yo, who's this Phil Thompson guy?
Yeah.
And people started to, like, all of a sudden my Instagram and all, like, I posted a little clip of it on Instagram and all of these gospel artists, I mean, to name like Tasha Cobbs and so many, like everyone was writing me like, yo, who are you? What is this? What is this song? Oh my God. And it just all happened just like that.
Yeah.
And all of them reposted it.
Yeah.
So because they all reposted it, it was like, it just like this
snowball,
thing happened.
Yeah.
And so because of it, it's like one of them viral things. And I'm not saying that we'll never do a record deal.
Yeah.
We're talking to some people now for this second project.
Yeah.
But, you know, it was really just God's hand on it, you know?
Yeah. That is so awesome and so encouraging to maybe somebody. I don't know. All of us, you know, we can admit we've posted stuff on Instagram or Twitter or Facebook hoping that, you know, let me send me likes, I'm going to get right here. Let me send me follows.
Right.
But when it happens, so what's it feel like when you post something and you least expect it and it just blows up like that? What's that feel like?
So I remember I was on stage leading worship, right?
Uh-huh.
It was on a Sunday. I posted the video on Friday and started getting all these views. Then I'm on stage leading worship on a Sunday. I get off the stage, and I remember going into this back room. I just opened my Instagram, and all of a sudden, there was like 2,000 followers.
Wow.
Then I just, like in an hour, you know? And I seen, like, Jermaine Dolly had reposted it. And Jermaine Dolly was like, yo, family, I don't know who this dude is, but y'all have
check
to hear
him
this
out.
Song.
Yeah, yeah.
And it just kept happening.
Yeah.
There was a 3-month period where it was like I was getting 500 followers a day, and all of it was super, like, just a surreal feeling. Like, yeah. That's the best way
for
me to describe it. Just like, man, I can't believe this is happening so fast, so quickly. And then people from Nigeria started calling.
Wow.
And we started traveling overseas, like, almost instantly.
Wow.
We started traveling overseas. And we go to Nigeria so much now, it's like,
home.
The running joke is like, yo,
like,
bro, just
home.
Buy a house over there.
Yeah, it's like home. Yeah.
Yeah.
Why not? I mean, if they receive you, you know, you go, hey, why not? Right. Where else have you been able to travel where God has opened doors for you to go out and minister?
Yeah, I mean, we traveled, I think John was saying, I don't know, like 25 countries or something over the last year or so and a half. So we've been traveling to the islands and a lot of Europe.
Yeah.
And not just Nigeria and Africa, too. A few other countries in Africa as well. And man, it's like, I never saw this happening, you know? Like, not in my wildest dream. Like, in my wildest dream, I'm like, man, maybe one day I'll write a song that'll impact the church.
Yeah.
And, you know, just like the American church, you know?
Yeah.
Where people in the American church might, like, where it'll get out of the walls of Boston.
Because
I live in Boston.
Yeah.
And in Boston, people were singing my songs. But you know what I'm saying? It's just like, yo, did you hear that song by Phil Townsend? But no one else knew who I was, you know?
That's crazy. You'll be sitting in a restaurant somewhere and, you know, folk will crowd around you, start asking for photos and autographs.
Right.
And then half the other people go, well, who's he?
Right. Exactly. Right.
Who's that? Who are you? Yep. Excuse me, sir. Yep. I said, who are you? What do you do?
Right. Yeah, man.
That is so surreal. Well, my brother, it's a pleasure and an honor having you here. I wanted to share some information with the listeners about who you are and the person behind the music, While God Gets the Glory. What can we expect from the project as you continue to allow God to use you?
Yeah, so this first single, Your Love, is a song that, you know, it was really a result of, like, conversations that I've had with people wherever we go, like, around the world, where I just feel like people have this misconception that God has disqualified them based upon, like, stuff that they haven't let go that they did in their past. And listen, we will disqualify ourselves because of all that guilt and shame that we have. God is saying, if you read the word, it's like, there is therefore no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. And then Romans 8:38, which this song, Your Love, is based upon, said there are no heights, no depths, no powers. Like, none of these things will separate us from the love of God.
Yeah.
So stop tripping. You know what I'm saying? And so it's like, that was the message that I was like, yo, let me write a song that has that message. And I know people have heard that message before, but it's like, I don't think you can hear it enough, you know?
Yeah. That's true.
Yep.
That's amazing. So in our closing moments, Phil, tell the listeners, give a shout out to your church back at home. So,
yes, sir.
And tell the people where the address is and the service times in case they're in town or they're going to be in town and they want to swing by.
Sure, yes. And I still lead worship there once a month.
Okay.
And it's Jubilee Church
in
Boston, 1500 Blue Hill Ave in Mattapan. And I still lead worship there once a month, and it's such an amazing church. It's a church that my dad started.
Wow.
When I was a kid, when I was eight years old, he started this church, non-denominational.
Wow.
And so, yeah.
That's amazing. So how can the listeners find out more about you? How can they find you? Just in case they haven't liked you or followed you on social media yet, how can they do that?
And then our tour schedule is there as well. The website is philthompsonworship.com. So you can get merch and t-shirts and that type of stuff. And then to follow us on Instagram and Facebook is at Phil Thompson Worship.
Amen, amen. The one and only Phil Thompson, he's joined us in the studios. Check him out. Support his music ministry. As you can see, the hand of God is definitely on his life. God has opened doors for you that no man can close, shut, get in the way of.
Come on.
And when I think of you, I think of that scripture, something about eyes have not seen, ears have not heard. Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
You're living it right now, my friend.
Thank you.
You're living it right now.
Thank you so much
for spending time with us on Real Gospel.
Oh, it's my pleasure. Thank you. Thank you so much for having me.
You're welcome.
You're listening to Real Gospel with the X-Man. And the Real Flashback Song of the Hour is on the way.